Shmasim Gashim and Rambari Dev. Parsha Vayechi, Parsha Chazak. Fascinating parsha. In the beginning of the parsha, we're told that Yosef HaTzadik hears that his father has become unwell. So he takes his two children in order to, they should get benched by Yaakov Avinu before his Petira. And one of the things that we're told is when Yaakov Avinu is speaking to Yosef, it's by Yishtachu Yisrael, Al Rosh Hamitah, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, that Yaakov bowed down at the Rosh Hamitah. So Rashi says on this, brings a Gemara in Megillah, after Zayin on Beis, Ta'alo be'idoni segidle. A fox in its time bowed down to it. In other words, Rashi is over here quoting or using a Lashon of Chazal. It's a little surprising that Yaakov Avinu is bowing down to Esav. Rashi says two pshatim. One is that the Shechina is lemalam mirashosav shel chayla, and that it means Vayishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Hamitah, he bowed down towards the top of his bed where the Shechina was. And the other one is Vayishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Hamitah, that he, that Yosef was a melech, and because of that he bows down to him. And Vayishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Hamitah, from Rashi, from Mizayim, possibly from Adalim. Harosh Hamitah means about the fact that all his children were tzaddikim. On this word, Vayishtachu Yisrael, he bowed down. It says, "Talo biyidoni," a fox in its right time, segidle, bow down to it. One of the mafarshim that Yitzchokim brings says that a fox in its right time. Each there's one month in the year when the fox becomes the melech hachayis. And on that month, we say, Talo bidone, when a fox has its time, segidle, bow down to it. So over here, Yosef HaTzadik was having his time of being a melech. So Yaakov Avinu, if the Eibishter has instilled him as a melech, no one's cleverer than the Eibishter. The Eibishter has given him malchus. I bow down to him. And that's why Yaakov Avinu, even though he was the father, bowed down to Yosef HaTzadik. So the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, Zichtzal Lebrocha, once said to a chosson on the day that he was going to his chuppah, he asked him, why does it say Talo Beidoni? Why dafka a shul? Why dafka a fox? So he said, because we know a fox is very shrewd, very clever. And he said that the Chavos HaVavos says, and Shara Vedas Elikim says an interesting moshel. So there was a country who every year I think it's a marshal, but he says that maybe it's even a story. He says that in one city in the islands of near India, all the people who lived there agreed that they would appoint someone from out of the country as their king. But what happened was every year, on the day that they appointed him, they demoted him, they put him on a ship and let him drift out to sea, and left him on his own, and they would find a new person to be their melech. Was obviously a place which was frequented by foreigners. People would come to do business there, or would come to pick up minerals, whatever it may have been. And when it came the time before the council would get together, they'd seek out from a visitor to the country a new king, and they'd make him the king. And year in, year out, people would, oh, I made the king, wow, they lived in the lap of luxury in this beautiful, luxurious abode, palace, ruled, etc. But came to a bit of a shock when at the end of the year, suddenly, they were put on a ship and set out to sail or set out to sea, and that was it. One year there was a very intelligent person who was like, one second, if I'm the king, I need to find out a little bit about the history of the country and about its legacies and about its constitutions and about what goes on here. So he called in and he saw anyone that he asked about who the previous king was or what it was, no one would give him any information. So he figured out there's something over here that obviously needs looking into. So he went and he got friendly with one of the ministers there. And he said to him, listen, Beinenu, what's going on over here? Who is the last one that goes on? And he divulged to him what went on. So he said to him, fine, okay, you know, no one's going to ever know that you told me this. But he set out that, he said, one of the things he wants this country to do is he needs workers, he needs some ships, and he commissioned a whole company of people to go out to a different island and to spend those next few months building on that island, places to live, storehouses of food, seeds, and everything they would need to be able to plant their own vineyards, grow their own produce, and infrastructure that they should be able to begin something living out there. And he puts people out there, designates them to look after that place, to start cultivating it, to start making sure all the engineering is done properly, and he has people out there on ships, etc., etc. And he's worked it all out. Comes the end of the year, they think they're shocking him. He's ready for it. He gets taken, he gets put on a ship, and they send him on his way. He's not too bothered. He knows exactly where he's heading. He's got people waiting out there who've been paid all year to be looking after him, to be waiting for him. He gets picked up and he gets taken to the place that he's prepared, and he's looked after and he's sorted out. He said, today is talking about how we come to this world, and Hashem comes to this world, and it comes a certain time where suddenly we're off. And it depends on what we stored up for ourselves, what island we built for ourselves, what infrastructure we put over there, as to what's going to be there for us when we go. So he says, so the Ger Rebbe said to the Chosin on the Yom Chupasai, he said to him, and the truth is this can apply to any of us at any auspicious time of the year. There's certain times of the year where we know that the times that we can chaperayin and get oiris from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get sudden siyata d'shmaya and get closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've got to be like the Talo. This fox has 1 month, and that's it. But he waits for his month, and he's got his month, and he hops around in that month. He obviously works out that he lives through the rest of the year for that month, and then comes back to that month, and lives through the rest of the year for that month, and gets back to that month, and lives off that for the whole year. Talo bihidone, segid leitzi. Tzafka chooses a fox to tell us that if someone's only got an opportunity that seems to be short-lived, but use it, store from it. Don't just ride the wave. Take what one can from it and store up for the coming year. We have Yom Tovim, we have Shabbosos, we have different times where we know that we can chaperayin. We can, yeah, it's geshmak. I've got an Hashem Yesera and I've got the melachos, which make it very conducive to being relaxed and taking it easy and enjoying everything around me. All of that's true. About chaperayin, infuse ourselves with a bit of bitochen and a bit of emunah and use those times. It comes Yom Tovim. Geshmak at times. Times when we celebrate with our families, is the Rebbe Yishon gives us a Yom Tov Dikin Hashem Yisera. We feel a geshmak, we feel uplifted. Use it, store it, be like the fox, we can store it up for a coming year. One of the things that Yosef HaTzadik was told by Yaakov Avinu in Perek Memches Posuk Chof, he says, Yosef tries to switch the hands of Yaakov Avinu famously. Yaakov Avinu says to him, Yodati bini Yodati, Vayivorchem Bayoma Huleimar, and he benches them on that day, saying, and Vayivorchem, he benched them, Bayoma Huleimar, Becho, Yivorch Yisrael Leimar. Who's the Becho? Using you, it should say, Bochem Yivorch Yisrael Leimar. Using you, Yidin will bench their children, Yisim Chalekim, Kefraim, Vechim and Asher, both of you. What's the Becho? What's the, in the, so the one way of understanding it is that there was a tremendous achdus between them. And that's what he was saying. Even though Ephraim realized he was getting the better bracha, he still was mechabed Menashe because he was his older brother. And even though Menashe realized his younger brother was getting the better bracha, he was happy for him. And they stayed in harmony. And that's why we bench our children, that everyone should realize what their tafkid is and what their responsibility is. And even if they see someone else who's got something over and above them, on the contrary, they're happy for them. That's one of the, it's talking about the achdos, and that's why he used it in the single tense, even though it was by Yevorachim, he benched them, but it was Bechor. Yeah. So Be'er Mayim Chaim says a beautiful thing. He says, Bechor Yevorach Yisrael, it's like this. Yaakov Avinu was saying, there's 22 osiyos in the Aleph piece. And that's what Torah is written with. And he was saying to them, that what I want to tell you is that Bechor, with these base chof, with these 22 osiyos, that you will go and use and learn, Yevorich Yisrael, your grandfather, will be gebenched. Because it's from Torah that a person gets all this, you have to remember, Torah that the world was created for. And Beis Chof, with the 22 Osiyos, Yevorich Yisrael, I'll be gebenched by you learning Torah, by you adhering to Torah. And that's what the biggest nachas for a grandparent and a parent is, that their children are accumulating zchusim, which which ultimately affords them an aliyah in Gan Eden, and that's what they are looking out for.
And that they shouldn't fight.
Yeah, that's also that's the achdus. So you're right. You have the bin Adam Chaveroi, and you have the bin Adam Amakim. Those are the two parts, and all within that same bracha, and that's what he was giving to them. Later on, Yaakov Avinu tells his children Pergamum test, just after Ravi. Yikarak Vibana Vayomer, He Osvu gathered together Vagidalochem Sashi Yikareskem Bakrisayam. Famous story that the Gemara and Psachim Nunvav and Medalev describes how Yaakov Avinu wanted to give them this to my men and the Kates. He thought, have a look at the beautiful, the Targum Yerushalmi here in extreme detail. It tells you exactly what happened there as Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal what he wanted to reveal. And he wants to tell them about the Gilui HaKeitz. And as we know, the Shekhinah goes away from him. So he says to his children, maybe one of you is, there's a psul amongst you, you want to be every double Zara, there's a lack of achdus. And they answer, Shema Yisrael, or they say, Shema Yisrael, listen, our father Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And he responds back to them, Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Eloheinu Vaed. The Medrash says like this, Bikish Yaakov Legalis Es HaKeitz, V'Nistalkum Imenu Shechina. Omar Yaakov, Bonai, Shema Yesh Psul Bochem, Pasu V'Omru, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What pshat in this matter? What exactly was going on over there? One of the ways of explaining it, Rav Shimshon Ostropoli said, a tremendous side. He said, the Mefarshim say that the reason why Klal Yisrael were in Golos for 210 years was because the brothers of Yosef sold him, and they were poigame in the name of Eheke. Aleph Hei Yud Hei. The name of Eheke is the Gematria 21. And as we know, that there were 9 brothers involved in the Mechira, because Yosef's not involved, Binyamin wasn't involved, and Reuven wasn't there when they actually sold him, which leaves from 12, you're left with 9. 9 times 21, he says, about the Tzarev HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with them, that made the minion, that made 10, and they made the chirim, and no one's allowed to say anything. So 21 times 10 is 210. And that name Erke, which they were poigim in, was goyrim, that they had to go through 210 years in Golos Mitzrayim. Because 10 of them were poigim in the name Aleph Hei Yud Hei. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in next week's parsha meets Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare. It says, Vayar, the Rebbeinu Shem saw, Kisor Liros. That Moshe Rabbeinu went to see, figure out what's going on here, what's this vision that I'm seeing. Because Moshe Rabbeinu thought, he understood, that Golos Mitzrayim was to be Mechapa from Mechiras Yosef. That he understood. But he thought that it was a pagam in the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Gematria 26. 26 times 10 is 260, ki Gematria Sor. Vayar ki Sor Lirois. He saw that it was the 260 years that they were still going to have to be in Golos. And really, they would only have to be there for an entirety of 210, not 260. That's why he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi anoichi ke'elech al pari va'itzis b'nei song v'ayim tzitzayim. They've only been there for 210 years, another 50 still to go. Perhaps that's the Mi anoichi. There's still 50 still that I understand they have to go through before they can get out of Golos. To which the Rabbeinu Shalom answered him, no, ki eye imach. Ki eye is, it's the eye name. It's not the Yud Kei Vav Kei name. And the eye name is already with 210 years, they're ready to go out. Now Yaakov Avinu, Rav Shamshon Ashtapoli says, understood that they were poigim in the name Erke, but he also knew there could only have been 9 brothers involved. Reuven was with looking after me. Binyamin would never have sold his brother. Yosef was the one that was sold. That means 9 out of 12. 3 are missing. So he made a cheshvan that if it's the name Erke, which is gematria, like we said, 21, times 9 is 189. So Yaakov Avinu said, there have to be 189 years in Golos. In the year 190, they'll go out. So Bikish Yaakov the Galus as Haketz. Kates, Gematria 190. Once the 189 years are up, they've been sucking the 9 times Erke, and they should be able to go out. So he wanted to be Megale as Haketz. He saw that they're not going out in that year. Shechina went, the Kates is not happening in the year 190. So he asked them, maybe there's a psul, maybe there's another chait that my children have done, other than the chait of selling Yosef. And maybe that's why you're not going to go out in the 190. To which they responded, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. They said, no, the Rabbeinu Shalom is with us. It's not 9, there's 10 of us. Because we Matzar of the Shechina with us. So we were poigim in the name Erke a 10th time. So you have to add on another 21 to your 189, which gets you to 210. And that's why he said, that's where we're going to go out, and that's what their answer to him was, we were Matzarev HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. That's the Pshat Shel Shmuel in the Cheshbon, what was going on over there. As we see, once again, everything is in Torah. And if that's not enough, listen to this. there's a Chassam Sefer, that's an unbelievable Chassam Sefer. He says that also from Shamshon Ostropoli, right at the end of the parsha, the brothers of Yosef come to him and they say that Yaakov Avinu has been nifter. They were worried now that maybe Yosef HaTzadik would take revenge against them. Maybe as long as their father was alive, he didn't want him to know about it, he didn't want them to curse him. Or maybe now he's going to take revenge. So they went along to Yosef and they beseeched him and asked him, please, don't do anything bad to us. And they told the brothers, the Bnei Bilam and Ezilpah to go. Bnei Bilam to go. Koisam Yosef. Honor, please. Sa no. Carry, please. Peshach Achecha. It's a bit of a double lotion. Honor, sa no. Either sa no or honor, sa Peshach Achecha. What's the honor, sa no? So Rav Shamshon Ostropoli also said that they came and they said to him that there's three chayes on the Merkava. Honor. There's an Ari, a Nesher, and an Odom. Ari Ona Ari is Rosh Tevis of Ani, of Nesher, and of Odom. But if it could remain just like that, and there won't be the fourth one, which is a Shoyer. B'chor Shoyer Hodar Loi is Yosef HaTzadik. It's referred to as the Shoyer. Yeah, they wanted to do Ikru Shoyer, they wanted to uproot the Shoyer. So they said to him, it could stay as Ona. But you should know, that will happen if you kill us. If you forgive us, then Sa No will have Shoyer, you'll be first. Shoyer, Ari, Nesher, Sa is Shoyer, Ari, No, Nesher, and Ariyeh. And the Merkava will be in its Shlemus because of you, because you've forgotten us, you'll have forgiven us. There's a phenomenal thing here that Yosef HaTzadik is Zoyche to be Sa No. Yeah, you're adding on a sin. Shoyer. You already have Honor. Honor, you've got Ari, Nesher, Ariyeh. Yeah, or Adam. Yeah, Ari Nesher Adam. Yeah, and now you'll have Shoyer Ari Nesher Adam. I saw no. You'll add on the Shoyer, which is Yosef HaTzadik. That means Yosef HaTzadik is zeichet to be a fourth image on the Merkava because he was Michael, his brothers. Yeah. Now, Avada, we're talking about Yosef HaTzadik. He was that, but what clinched it for him is the fact that he was Moichel, his brothers, he was able to say that. And that's the Chassam Sefer brings out from Rav Shamshon Ostropoli. The Chassam Sefer also says on this, he cobs of Shimon ben Yaakov, and the early apostle there, just after Revi, when he tells his family to gather together at the beginning of Parak Mem Tes, so he says, he cobs to Shimon ben Yaakov, Shimon el Yisrael Avichem. Gather together. V'shimu b'nei Yaakov, v'shimu Yisrael Avichem. Listen, sons of Yaakov, and listen to Yisrael, your father. What's this double lashon, and why is he using both names, Yaakov and Yisrael? So, says the Chassam Sofer, Yaakov Avinu has just added to the tally of Shavatim another two. When he told Yosef HaTzadik, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruven v'shimu niyuli. Which incidentally, by the way, the gematria of Ephraim and Menashe and Reuven and Shimon is one out. Yeah, that's where the Bnei Yisrael said, this is the Makor, that you can have a Gematria being one out, because Ephraim and Asher, Kiru and Meshimon Yuli, it's exactly the same to me. One out, still exactly the same, so you can have one out in Gematrias. Al-Kaponim, he says, he just added here another two to the Shivtei Ka, which means that Ephraim and Manasseh are now Bichlal the Shivtei Ka. The Torah in Hilchos Tefillin actually tells us that there are 14 Tefiris in the Tefillin, corresponding to the 14 Shvatim.
Because they added two. Because it's instead of Yosef, it's not adding on to Yosef.
You're right. In the Nachalo in Eretz Yisrael, they take the place of Levi and Yosef. Oh, but if we were now looking at who was going down to Mitzrayim, who was in Mitzrayim, there are 14 people who have status Shivtei Ka. And he's given them, and connected those, the Torah brings down that we have 14 Tefiris in our Tefillin. Connected the 14 Shivtei Ka. Each of those Shivtei Ka represents Elikus in this world. The Gematria of Elikus is 26, Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke times 12 is 312. The Yudke Vavke times 14 is 364. Kigematria HaSotam. Yaakov Avinu said, if we've got now 14 times 26, they're susceptible. There's always got to be a Zer L'umazer Oso Elikim. There's always got to be the power now that's going to be connected to Elokus that they're bringing in the world is the strength of the Satan. And he's going to have Rashus to chepper with them. Chas v'shalom, they may go after them. So what Yaakov Avinu did is he said, I'm going to mention on them, make pichal on them, my names Yaakov and Yisrael. Both those names. When you add up gematria of Yaakov and Yisrael together, Yaakov with a vav, Yaakov with a vav, it's gematria kara sotom. Says the Chassam Sofer, and I already brought this from my Rebbe in Parashas Vayishlach. What does he say there in Parashas Vayishlach? This is a little shtickle. That the Lo Yaakov Ye'omer Oy Shimcho Ki'im Yisrael. And Yaakov and Yisrael together, when you spell Yaakov with the extra vav, is Kamatria Krasoton, which is a name that's Mesugal to Mevatel the power of the Eitzahara, the Sar of Esav. Lo Yikori Oy Shimcho Yaakov Ki'im Yisrael, meaning you will be Yaakov and Yisrael together, the Chitzonim won't be able to have any power against you. Yaakov, why is Yaakov and Yisrael with Yaakov Mali? Where's Yaakov Mali? Rashi in Parshas tells us, Yaakov is Mali five times in Tanakh, because there's five times that he took a vow from Elio to guarantee that Elio would come to him and Vasa the Gula. What's that? Where the nullification of the power of the Sotan. That's the Yaakov Yisrael, is to, and that's why he said that over here, that they shouldn't be susceptible to that power of Esau and his Sotan. Krasotan
is the same as 14 times 26.
No, Krasotan is the gematria of Yaakov and Yisrael together. So 14 times 26 is the gematria of Hasotan.
So who's this?
Is
what's called?
Sorry, this is the Chassam Sefer. I saw Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in Sefer Alina Shaveh says a beautiful insight. It's lichara poshut, but it's so profound. Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef HaTzadik, you know, we were traveling back from Lavan's home, coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and your mother was Niftah. And I know you've had tainas in your heart on me ever since that time that I didn't take a little bit extra way of land into Eretz Yisrael and bury her in Eretz Yisrael, and I buried her baderech. And I know you had tainas on me. Rashi brings down, I didn't take that. I want you to know, there was a reason why I buried her there. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein says, you know, every child, we bring up all our children to be don the kafschus. Zicha to be don their parents the kafschus, you know, we hope. And there's a mitzvah for Yosef to be done his father, Kavsos. And here we're talking about he's already a grown man by now. And Yaakov's telling him, I still know you have in your heart a taina against me. So how could he have this kapeda? How could he? So he says, you know what? It could be very well be that the kavod of his mother just meant so much to him that with all the goodwill and all the good intention of trying to be done the Kavsos, he just wasn't able to. And he couldn't find a way of calming himself down from having this terrible feeling for his mother's covered that she's left on the wayside. So don't doubt for a second, Yosef HaTzadik was the one who knew how to be miskaba on his midas. And he would definitely have been trying to be don his father in the kafskos the whole time. Yet Yaakov says, I know that still belibcha you've got a taina. Why? Because the covered of his mother, he couldn't get it away. So it's an amazing lesson for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never comes with a taina on a person where he says, you've got to be done a kafschus. But if a person's invested koyach to try and be done a kafschus and tried from this angle, from that angle, every angle, and still hasn't managed, like Yosef HaTzadik to his own father, still hadn't managed to come up with a calming factor to be done a kafschus, he's not going to get an onus for this. It's a tonight. Not allowed to do anything about it. Yeah, Reuven had a similar feeling for his mother. When Yaakov Avinu didn't put his bed into her tent after Rachel was Nifta. Also, desperate feeling, and I'm sure he was also trying to be done the Kavsul. Difference was, he took action. And that's already going a stage too far. That's like where we see in the parasha where we talk about,
contradictions in the father, outright?
Yeah, and it's kanos with action. That one, he should have asked Yaakov, that you leave to the G'dayli Yisrael. When kanos, action of kanos is a result of an inner feeling, which is a personal feeling, one has to be shokel that again and again and again to check whether it is, and that one has to leave. And Yaakov Avinu then says, you know what, I want you to know, the reason I did what I did is because the Shekhinah told me to do that. You know, I had a cheshbon. I may not have said it, whatever reason he had a cheshbon not to say it, but there was a cheshbon. And Yosef HaTzadik never thought of that. That never entered his mind. It was something that, for whatever reason, never entered his mind that there should have been a a gezeira or a request or an insisting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should make sure that his mother is buried over there. He says that's also for us. A lot of times we see the Kedoli Yisrael, they say a certain psak. And sometimes we don't understand it. But it's not for us to start judging where they got their psak from and why they're making their psak. Because they're Gedoli Yisrael. And they've got Ruach HaKodesh. And they've got certain Siyata Dishmaya and Zchus HaKlal that's toiled on them by the fact that they are the Manhige Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu had Ruach HaKodesh, told him, bury Rachel there. And there was a reason for it. Yeah, Yosef HaTzad, there's no taina on him. But there's also a limit for us to learn from that, that there's a cheshbon when Gedoli Yisrael do what they do. So both things there are a tremendous lesson for us to be able to see in both angles a little bit of what's going on. I'll just end with one little ha'ara. It's really a much bigger and discussion perhaps for another time, but we see one of the things that happened over here in the parashas. Yaakov Avinu gives brachas to his children at the end of their life, and each child gets a bracha which describes their tchunas ha'nefesh, them and their shevet tchunas ha'nefesh for the future. And we see that although they were all different, but at the end he benches them all together, that everyone nushes from each other and everyone gains from each other. And for us, that's an amazing thing for us to realize, that there can be 12, 14 members of the same family, but every single one has their own unique tafkid. We all have to know that. We're all here for a unique tafkid. That's what we're in this world for. We can't try and be anyone else. I'll just read you an amazing piece of Malis HaTera from the brother of the Vilna Gaon. He writes that his brother said, this is how far uniqueness goes. There's a famous Gemara Nida. Child in the mother's womb gets taught the entire Torah. In a kavana le kol ha-Torah mamash. The sefer called Ma'ilas HaTorah from the brother of the Vilna Gaon, quoting his brother, and that it doesn't mean that he has all Torah kula. What's relevant to his neshama, he's been taught. V'zeu nikra kol ha-Torah. For him, that's kol ha-Torah. And he brings from the Al-Sheikh, when we say v'sein chel keinu b'seir asecha, all neshamas, kol ha-neshamas omdu bar Sinai v'kiblu kol echot chel koi b'Torah. Chel koi. And that's what we've got to find. Look, v'zeu shekosv b'gemara, in Megillah, yogati u'matzasi tamin. If a person says, I yogati u'matzasi tamin, matzasi daika, matzasi a metzia, ka'odum ha-moitze aveda soy. Person finds his own aveda, because that's his chela. Every person has to figure out and we figure this out by what we're more pulled towards and what we feel more of a connection to, the certain chalakim of Torah that generate within us either a menuchas hanefesh or a magnetism of some type. That's the one that we were taught when we were in our mother's womb. And if we're more noted to, let's call it lomdus, than to Iyun, than to Bekiyus, or vice versa, it's because that is what was taught and how it was taught to us in our mother's womb. And that's what we've got to look for. That's how far uniqueness of every single person goes. In Tchunas HaNefesh, in Midas, and we can't change our Tchunas HaNefesh. We can work on our Midas. But there's certain natures that we can't change. And natures are what define our responsibility to what we're meant to be doing in this world. And when we look at that, and sometimes it's by looking at certain things that have happened to us in our lives, and the reactions that we had, and certain things that either made us more excitable, more calm, etc., etc., those tell us about who we are. Those tell us about our tchunas hanefesh. And that's how we've got to be over the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because every single one of the Shvatim, and therefore every single one of us, Yaakov Avinu was telling us, has a unique mission in this world that only we can do. And only by us doing it will there be a Gilui HaKeitz. And we'll bring Mashiach to Kinnah with Miriam Amin.